got nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Police in Chatham, Illinois, are investigating an incident that killed four people and injured six others. KMOV-TV reporter Kimberly Donahue is there.
Illinois State Police say the vehicle hit three people outside the building and one person inside. We're told ages of the victims who died range from 4 to 18. At least six people were injured.
Several patients have been transferred to local area hospitals by ambulance and one by Life Flight helicopter.
Police say the person driving the Jeep was not injured. They have not revealed what caused the driver to crash into the building.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is staying put after he and his party staged a comeback in national parliamentary elections dominated by President Trump.
Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready to stand up for Canada with me?
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer congratulated Carney on his party's win, saying he welcomed his leadership on international issues. Carney's Conservative opponent conceded the election to the Liberals.
I want to congratulate Pierre Poilievre on a hard-fought, fair, good campaign, his commitment to the country that we both love.
The White House is marking its first 100 days of President Trump's second term by highlighting its crackdown on undocumented immigrants. From El Paso, Texas, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem acknowledged the contrast with Trump back in the White House in an interview with CBS Morning's Tony DiCoppo.
If you talk to all of these agents that have been down here for years, they say it's night and day difference from where we were a year ago, that they were overwhelmed and with illegals and people that were turning themselves in because they knew that they would be released into the United States undocumented with no consequences.
More than 55,000 union members, including social workers, mental health professionals, and child care workers, have hit the picket line in Los Angeles for a two-day strike. KCBS-TV reporter Jeff Nguyen explained.
Disruptions are aimed at public services from health care and social work to libraries and parks. The union says a major sticking point has been over a 0% increase for cost of living.
Zero is not an offer. It's a slam door. It's an insult.
We did start with 0%, but it's bargaining. They started with, like, I think, like 40%.
The chair of the Board of Supervisors says the county has been negotiating in good faith for months. The contract expired at the end of March.
The ATF announced they will conduct a controlled burn in the Palisades fire zone this week as they continue to investigate the cause of January's deadly inferno that killed 12 and destroyed thousands of homes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
TikTok is littered with stories about bad parenting, but none of those compare to what these parents let their child do.
A museum in the Netherlands says a child left unsupervised for what it calls an unguarded moment damaged a $56 million painting. Officials at the Boijmans van Boningen Museum in Rotterdam say there are visible scratches on the underside of Mark Rothko's 1960 gray, orange, on maroon number 8. They haven't named the child in question or the parents, and they won't say who will have to pay for the damage. Museum officials do believe they'll be able to repair the work so it can be shown again in the future. The highest price ever paid for a Rothko painting, almost $87 million. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Space is getting crowded. Amazon launched their first internet satellites. They want to compete with SpaceX's Starlink. Stargazers oppose these fast-growing satellites, but Amazon aims to put more than 3,200 of them into orbit. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for a while this morning, becoming mostly sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today, 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Why do you build me a building? Why do I need you so?
To Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate,
when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
Let's live away. sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
I would give the stars above for your love. began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Yeah. over in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Only the lonely know the way I
and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
CBS News Brief. President Trump marks 100 days of his second administration with a rally in Michigan today. Mina Bose, director of presidential studies at Hofstra University.
The public approval ratings that have been taken in the last few days to mark the 100 days indicate some public concerns, if not dissatisfaction, with some of the president's actions.
President Trump's threats to Canada's economy helped liberals stage a come-from-behind victory in Canada. Prime Minister Mark Carney's party won yesterday's parliamentary election.
Over my long career, I have made many mistakes, and I will make more. But I commit to admitting them openly, to correcting them quickly.
Investigators looking into why a car plowed into a building in southern Illinois, killing four students in an after-school program. Jay Jessen lives in Chatham.
Nothing like this ever happens in our little community.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosenstock.